Let's turn to James chapter 3. For the few minutes that we have left, I want to turn to James. We've been going through James. You remember in James chapter 2, we looked at faith. We looked at how our faith should come alive. We looked at how our faith should be real. It should define who we are. When we come to personal faith in Jesus Christ, it should transform us to be people that are different than we used to be. James says in chapter 2, show me your faith and I'll show you my faith by my works. In other words, it defines who I am. He builds on that a little bit in chapter 3. You remember, those of you that were with us 2 weeks ago, when we looked at chapter 3, and he reminded us that on Sunday we praise and glorify God, and on Monday we curse men. He said that's not how it's supposed to work. And so now we move into chapter 3 a little further, and he asks us about wisdom. James chapter 3, verse 13, I'm reading today from the New International Version. Verse 13 says, who is wise and understanding among you? If I were to ask you that this morning, would you raise your hand? Who is wise and understanding among you? All of us would. You know it and I know it. We all have some self-confidence that we have some wisdom and some understanding of some things. Listen to what James says. Who is wise and understanding among you? He's writing to Christian believers. He says, let him show it. If you have wisdom and understanding that is of God, he says, let him show it by his good life and deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom, this bitter envy and this selfish ambition, this selfish way of thinking, these selfish thoughts, he says, does not come down from heaven, but is earthly. It's unspiritual and of the devil. For where, now listen to him, listen to what he says here, friends. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. Verse 17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. I liken this in the earlier service, I liken this little list to James's list of the fruits of the Spirit. A little different, of course, but take a look at what he says. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive. When we start thinking of these words, some of these words, we don't like them very good, do we? We're not so sure we like submissive. We're not even sure we're all that hung up on considerate. Full of mercy, good fruit, impartial, and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness, James says. Let me ask you to think about those verses just for a minute. Let me throw out a couple questions for you to ponder. Do your daily actions, and I've asked myself this as well, I'm not just pointing at you, I'm asking Jim too. Do your daily actions in whatever you do, everyday life, reflect that your wisdom and direction comes from God, considering that verse 17. Do your daily actions, does your internal makeup, does how you convey yourself, how you look at people, how you judge people, how you care for people, how you handle people, does that match up and line up with verse 17. Does your wisdom and understanding come from God? Let me ask you further. Is what you do each and every day done in humility? Or do we harbor bitterness and envy And do those seem to service about every conversation or, for instance, or circumstances that arise? Is what you do, is what I do? We have to ask ourselves, is what I do and say, is what you do and say each and every day driven from selfish ambitions, selfish motives, selfish desires? In other words, am I looking out for number one? Is that all I'm concerned about? Because James reminds us here, friends, if that is our attitude of selfishness, that attitude does not come from God. Selfishness, envy, and bitterness do not come from God. If bitterness defines who you are each and every day, when you pick up and go to work, or when you go to the factory or the farm or to school or wherever it is, if bitterness defines who you are, then your wisdom is coming from the devil. That's what James reminds us. I may have mentioned this a time or two before, but we live in and are part of a makeup of a very self-centered society. Humility does not come easy. Selfishness comes easy. And James reminds us in these verses that humility comes from God. Selfishness comes from the devil. Too much of today, all you got to do is look around, friends, and I don't have to tell you this. Too much of today, it's all about me. What's in it for me? That's the way our society has groomed us. We are worshiping at the altar of me. Every conversation is inundated with me-isms. But what about me? James reminds us that doesn't come from God. Friends, we must hear what James has to say here today. Selfish motives, selfish desires, selfish ambitions are not of God, and if they are not of God, he then reminds us who they are from. Do you remember the words of Jesus that said, if you will follow me, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me? Friends, listen to me. If you remember nothing else, listen to me for a moment. If Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Son of God, is ever going to be first in your life, you and I got to get self out of the way. Jesus will not fight you or me for first place. And if he is ever going to be first in the church, we got to get self out of the way. If he's ever going to be first in your families, you got to get self out of the way. James is reminding us here, these selfish desires that we seem to be wrapped up in and grab hold of us and take us this way and take us that way, they're not from God at all. Humility, purity, consideration is from God. I was reminded the other day as I was reading something in Genesis of the Garden of Eden. I was reminded of that conversation Eve was having with the serpent. I was reminded how the serpent came to Eve more subtle than any other beast of the field, the Bible says. Crafty, deceptive, lying below the belt, below the radar. And he said to her, in essence, you want to be a little smarter, don't you? He's holding out on you. You want to be a little bit smarter? God's holding out on you. He's saying to Eve, as he's saying to us today in the 21st century, the same thing. You got to take care of self. You can't trust in God. He can't be trusted. That's what the devil was telling Eve that day, and that's what he tells us today. And so we take matters into our own hands, and we go on our own merry way, make a mess of things, when all along Jesus wanted to be first in our lives in the first place. The adversary is busy today, friends, driving home selfishness in God's people. Marriages. We're not considerate of our spouse, of our children, our parents, whatever, whichever way it works. The church. Selfishness is sneaking in unawares. And our nation. You know what God said? Proverbs 8:13 says, I hate pride. And pride has slipped in and we become selfish, when all along James says that kind of wisdom and understanding does not come from God at all. It comes from the devil. And he reminds us in verse 16, for where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. That is what will come of things when we let envy and selfish ambitions drive who we are. Every manner of evil and disorder, James says. Whether it's in the family, whether it's in the church, whether it's in the nation, if we let selfishness and envy define who we are and motivate us and drive us to who we are, then it's going to equal disorder and evil, James says. Reminds me of the first phrase, and again, that I've mentioned to you before, the first phrase in Rick Warren's book that says, it's not about you. Reminds me of that a little bit. Life is not about me. We need to put Christ first. And James is simply saying, if we've got all these selfish attitudes and unconsiderate of other people and unpure and all that, it's not from God at all. It's from the devil. Let me just close, because our time is already almost over. Let me just challenge you with this, friends. When people of God, when God's people who claim His name really get humble before God and get selfishness out of the way, God shows up in a new way. He does. Read the Word. When God's people get humble and get selfishness out of the way, God shows up in a new way. Why? Because we put Him first where He belongs. We put Jesus first where He belongs. And so let me close once with 17 and be done. This is the wisdom, James says, that comes from heaven. It's first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. These are the wisdom and understanding from God. And so as you go out from this place today, ask yourselves, brothers and sisters, is what I do each and every day pure? Is what I think about, how I treat people, how I relate to the boss, how I relate to my wife or my spouse, is it pure? Are your motives in life pure? Is what you do each and every day considerate of others? Because if all we can think about is me and looking out for number one, that is not of God. James is real clear about that. When we go to our workplaces and to our homes and to our families and wherever we go to this afternoon and tomorrow, does our speech and do our actions convey mercy, impartiality, and sincerity? These are the wisdom and understanding from God, friends. And let me just say, if we haven't surrendered our life totally to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, these things are impossible. We're not going to do them on our own.